Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Macy Hickox, and I'm going to be reading Persistence in Prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and every person, each mama here listening to this podcast. Holy Spirit, would you just go in and bring your peace and comfort and let an immense sense of your presence just radiate through these mama's hearts. We lift this time to you. Speak to us exactly what our spirit needs to hear. Amen. The scriptures for today are found in Luke chapter 11, and I'll be reading 11:10b and Luke 11:13b in the New International Version. The first says, "To the one who knocks, the door will be opened." And the second in Luke 11:13b, "How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" How many times do you suppose the friend who knocked on his neighbor's door at midnight had to knock before his request for bread was granted? It was because of the knocker's shameless persistence that he was given as much as he needed. The promise of Jesus in this parable almost seems too good to be true. He says to us, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Luke 11, 9 through 10, NIV. If I call Jesus my Lord and Savior and recognize him as the way, the truth, and the life, from John 14:6, then I need to take him at his word. Mark 9:14-24 beautifully captures a father's struggle with doubt and trust in God's goodness and power. The father comes to Jesus asking for healing for his son, who is suffering from seizures and a possessed spirit. The disciples could not help, and Jesus remarked that the lack of healing was due to an unbelieving generation. Mark 9:19 in the NIV. The father pleaded, "But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Mark 9:22b-24 in the NIV. Persistent prayer helps me grab hold of the promises of God. It allows the unbelieving places in my heart to be soaked in the truth of his promises until my spirit comes into agreement with the truth of his word. It washes my will in the redeeming blood of Jesus so that whatever his answer may be, I can trust in his goodness. Not only does Jesus promise an answer to persistent prayer, he promises us a better outcome than we can imagine. In other words, if we who are human know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will your Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke 11:13b. As a Christian, the Holy Spirit is our internal deposit of supernatural power. We have everything we need with his spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and reverence, fear, living inside of us. Isaiah 11:1-3. The Holy Spirit is our tie to eternity, our source of the kingdom of heaven that we have access to now from the inside out. Persistent prayer aligns my spirit with his Holy Spirit. It develops boldness to approach the throne of God's grace and keep knocking until the door with his answer is opened. And most importantly, that answer becomes a demonstration of God's power and an opportunity to reveal his presence and glory. My fellow mamas, keep knocking. Take hold of his promises and repeat them back to him in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6-7. Let your spirit wrestle with his spirit and do not let go until he blesses you. Genesis 32:26. I hope this devotional today encouraged you that we just need to keep asking, that it is a way our hearts can be transformed, that His Holy Spirit will come in and reach the hard and hurting places and circumstances that we're dealing with if we just keep coming and keep coming. God is faithful and will see us through. Let's pray. Jesus, I just thank you so much for being the truth illuminated to us, that you've given us your Holy Spirit, who is so close, God, who is so powerful with your supernatural, divine character, divine power implanted in us as a deposit, guaranteeing of what's to come when we get to experience the fullness of the kingdom of heaven. God, I pray for these mamas. Let their hearts be drawn to you. Let them continue knocking. Give them your Holy Spirit of might to keep going, keep knocking, and faith to believe that you will answer and a door will open and your goodness will be behind it. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all that you've given us. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Have a great day.